Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Menachot Daf Samach Bet Amud Aleph, continuing our analysis of the sixth Mishnah of the fifth Perek, with the various Menachot and the requirements of Tnufa and Hagashah. She'alachem Shnei Kivsei Atzeret require Tnufa, and the Mishnah talked about putting the Lechem on top of the Kvasim. Tan Rabbanan Ve'nifa Kohen Otam Al Lechem Abikurim. What does that mean? Yachol yaniach kvasim al gabei alechem. So simple read of that phrase would have you put the lamb, the two lambs on top of the loaves. Talmud Lomar al shnei kvasim. Later on in the pasuk it says, on top of the, if that's how we read al, the two lambs. Now al can also be read as with, along with. E al shnei kvasim, but we're reading al as the preposition of on. So e al shnei kvasim yachol lechem al gabei kvasim. I might think then that the bread goes on the lambs. Talmud Lomar al lechem abikurim. So which is it? So the text leaves it perfectly equivocal. Ishtakela katuv, even. And I don't know which is on top of which. So where do I find the model? Bread always goes on top. Afkan lechem lamala. Here also. Hecha amrapap miluim. Now, in the previous podcast, towards the end, we had this question, hecha. And Rav Papa answered b'miluim, and I mentioned then in the previous podcast that it may have been transposed from this text because it didn't make sense in the previous text. Here, Rav Papa's statement is answering, where do we find a model where the bread goes on top? And Rav Papa answers in miluim, and that is when the mincha, the loaves, were put on top of the korban. We also have Meshulam Omer. We have a different opinion. Kvasim l'mala, the kvasim are on top. So how come it says the bread is on top of the two kvasim? The emphasis there is not al, but shnei. Lotzi shiva. Because remember, there's the other korban of seven lambs and a bull and two rams, which are brought with the bread, but not brought physically with the bread. They're not lifted with the bread. So the al shnei kvasim here doesn't mean on top of, but with, and it's saying it's on top of the lambs are on top. And to point out that it is the two lambs and not the seven lambs. They're not part of the lifting. Okay. That's opinion two. So now we have opposites. Either bread on top or lambs on top. He says the solution is simple. Split the difference. Put the bread in between the legs of the lamb. Lift it up. You can argue that he's fulfilling both psukim. Each one is on top of the other. You could also argue that you're fulfilling nothing, because none of them are on top. But regardless, Rebbe's complaint is, you wouldn't do that to a regular king. How would you do that to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It looks disgusting and terrible. Rebbe's got the fourth opinion, which is, you put them next to each other and lift them up, because Rebbe reads al also as a preposition, but a preposition that doesn't mean on top of, but next to, or can mean next to. So one of them said to the other, Rebbe Litame, Rebbe's being consistent. De Amar Al Besamuch. He said the word Al means next to. How do we know that? The Tanya. You put a cup of Levona on top of. That's the way we read it literally. Each set of six loaves of Lechem Apanim. Rebbe Omer Al Besamuch. Rebbe says next to. It doesn't mean on top, it means next to. Tomer al-basamachweinu al-mamash, and Rebbe then preempts the possibility that al would be on top. He says it's not the case, kishomer v'sakota al ha'aron ta'parochet, you will cover over the aron with the parochet, and we know the parochet doesn't go over the aron, it goes next to the aron, because the aron's behind it in the Kodesh Kodoshim. V'yomer al-basamuch, so Rebbe says, here you see that the word al can mean next to, therefore al ha'ma'arechet, means the levona goes next to the lechem, and if Rebbe here says that al lechem abirikurim and al shnei kvasim, and in a way Rebbe comes out cleanest because that way the Torah is not contradicting itself. It says put this next to that and that next to this, and neither one has to be on top of either. Okay, molichom evim aleu marid. The Mishnah said the tunfa is to and fro, up and down. Amar chia bar yamba amar biyochanan. So here we have a little bit of a homiletic halacha, meaning halacha that's driven by a symbolic consideration. Molichu mevi l'misharuchot shelo, you lift it forward and backward to the, mean you're showing thanksgiving and ownership to the one who owns all directions, to God. Maleo Morid up and down, Lemisha Shemaim Ba'aretz Shelo, because heaven and earth belong to him. That's one version, that's Rabbi Yochanan. But we got another version we heard from Eretz Yisrael, which is where Rabbi Yochanan came from. Marav Amat Nuhachi, this is how they learned. Amar Rav Chama Bar Ukva, Amar Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, Amar Rabbi Yossi Chanina, Amar of Eretz Yisrael, Molich Umevi, why do you back and forth? Kedei La'atzor Ruchot Ra'ot. Because by bringing the Korban and moving it back and forth, you are asking God, or you're hopefully setting up protection against bad winds that would harm the harvest. And of course, this is very critical when it comes to Shtei Halachim, as an example, or the Omer, which are brought as part of the harvest. Male Umorid, why up and down? In order La'asor Tlalim Ra'im, to stop bad dew that would harm the harvest. Amar Rabbi Yosef Ravin, Zot Omeret, Shiarei Mitzvah Me'akvim Et HaPuranut. This teaches you that Shiarei Mitzvah, meaning those components of a mitzvah which are dispensable and are not vital for the completion of the mitzvah, still can stop Puranut, meaning if there's a bad decree, these things can stop them, not just the mitzvah itself. How do I know that Tnufa Shari Mitzvah? Because Tnufa is Shari Mitzvah. And it does protect against those things. Now, Amar Rabba, V'chein V'lulav. Famously, Rabba says that the same thing applies to Lulav, that we go up and down to and fro, and it's related to the winds and to the tal and everything, and that's at the beginning of the season, of course, of before anticipation of rain. Achabiyakov mamtile umaitile, so Achabiyakov would take the lulav, and umachve hachi, he would point at it, ve'amar, gira ba'ena de sitna, I'm poking an arrow into the eye of the satan. He like used this molichu mevi as sort of a provocation. V'lav miltahi, but we shouldn't do that. Mishum da'atilit guribe, you're going to provoke the satan, satan will come back at you. Don't wake him up. Tana Rabbanan, zifche shal mitzvah tu'nin tufa l'achar, l'achar shchita, utnufatan kemochein, divi rebi. So now shlamim have to be lifted up after shchita, and these are shalmei tzibur, the two kvasim, and they are lifted up as is, meaning the whole animal as is, after shchita, you pick it up. Now we're going to see where this comes from. Chachamim reim b'chazei v'shok. No, the only part you lift is the chazei v'shok, which of course play no role in these animals, because the whole animal is being given to the Kohen. Nonetheless, we do chazei v'shok. Now that's the machloket, Rebbe Chachamim. We're going to see three different analyses of this machloket. V'maykami palgi. Amar Rav Chista, Rav Hamnuna, Amar Rav Hamnuna, Rav Chista. We had this earlier. Rav Chista or Rav Hamnuna. One said to the other, "The analysis, the machloket is bedon mina umina bedon mina va'oki batrakami palgi. The machloket is, what do you do with an inference? Do you take an inference when you infer A from B? And so you don't have some information about A, you get it from B. Do you then carry all the information from B and have it cover what everything about A? Or do you say, I'm going to pull from B what I don't know about A, but whatever information I got about A, I'll leave there. Don't mean now, umina is the first. Don't mean now, va'oki ba'atra, leave it in place, is the second way that I suggested. Let's see how that works. Rabbanan savri don't mean now, umina. It's the Rabbanan who say you only do chaz v'shok, means you pull everything from the model. Mazivchei Shalmei Yachid. Where did we learn that you have to lift up Shalmei Tzibur from Shalmei Yachid, from Shlamim that you bring as an individual? Nun Tufa Lachar Shchita. After you shech them, you have to lift them up. What do you lift up? Hazchei Shalmei Tzibur to Nun Tufa Lachar Shchita. Same thing with Shalmei Tzibur. Umina. And what do you infer from Shalmei Yachid? Mata b'chazei v'shok. Afachadam b'chazei v'shok. What is it you lift up of a private Shlamim? The chazei v'shok that you're going to give to the Kohanim. So therefore, same thing applies. Rebbe Savar don mina va'oki batra. Rebbe says, no, you bring in the information that's missing, but whatever information you got locally, you keep. Which is, mazivchei shavet tzibur tunin tufa l'achar shchitav zivchei shavet tzibur yachid. Tunin tufa l'achar shchitav zivchei shavet tzibur tunin tufa l'achar shchitav. Fine, we got that inference. Va'oki batra, and the leaf things put, hatam hu'da chazei v'shok. In the case of shalmei yachid, it's chazei v'shok. Hacha kamot shehin b'chayim. You leave them just the way that they were when they were alive, and that's what you lift up. So that's analysis one. Now, Papa is the second analysis. Tekuliyama don minau minahu. Everybody agrees that when you bring an inference, you bring it all the way across. So why does Rebbe say you lift the whole thing up and you don't just limit it to Chazi V'Shok? Because he says it is the same. Ki Hatam. Ma'atam davar shematan l'kohen. Avacha davar shematan l'kohen. Just like in Shalma Yochid, what do you pick up? The part that you're giving to the Kohen is a gift. Similarly here, you have to, you lift up what you're giving to the Kohen as a gift, which is the entire thing. For Avina Amari has the opposite. D'chulei amadon minava oki ba'atra. You pull it over, but you keep locally what you have, which means Rebbe's obvious. Rabbanon are the question. Talmud Rabbanon, why do the Rabbanon say that you only lift up Chazi V'Shok? Because Shalmehem, which is written about the Tnufat Chazei V'Shok, but it's written in the plural, Ribu Yehu, which means it's there to include Shalmei Tzibur, that also have Chazei V'Shok, and therefore the only reason to lift up the Shalmei Tzibur after their Shechted is in order to lift up the Chazei V'Shok. Okay, now, please take a look back at the Mishnah, or you can look in the Mishnayot, back on Daf Samach Aleph, Amud Aleph, it's Mishnah Zion. Okay, Rabbi Shimon Omer said the following thing, and I called it a Venn diagram. Gimel minim to un gimel mitzvot. There are three korbanot, and there's three mitzvot playing here. However, shtayim b'chol achat v'chad. Each one of these mitzvot, each one of these korbanot, has two of the three mitzvot, and it's A and B, B and C, A and C. So each one has a different one out. Shlishit ein vahen. What are they? Eloin, what are the korbanot? Zivchei shalmei yachid, shlamim of an individual. Zivchei shalmei tzibur, the two lambs on Shavuot. V'yasham mitzorah, and the ram brought by mitzorah. What are they? The three things are smicha, tnufa while alive, and tnufa after shechted. Azivchei shalmei yachid, regular shlamim, have smicha, and tnufa shchutin. And after it's killed, you pick up the chazi v'shok. There is no mitzvah to tnufa on the shlamim while they're alive. On the other hand, zivchei shalmei tzibur, the kvasim brought on shavuot, tunim tnufa chayim u'shchutim. But in behem smicha, obviously they have no smicha because they are korban tzibur. However, you do pick them up alive with the bread and then dead, as we saw in the previous piece. V'yasham mitzorah mitu'un smicha u'tnufa chay. If lift up chay, v'emo tnufa shachut, there's nothing to lift up. You're not giving chazei v'shok to anybody, and therefore there is no tnufa after it's killed. Now look at the Gemara on Daf Samach Bet Amud Bet. Rishimon Omer Shlosham Minim Tunim Shalosh Mitzvot Shtayim Bechol Achad Shishit Ba'en Ve'Eloin. And by the way, this quotes the entire piece. And so pick it up after the quote. V'yuz Zivchei Shalmei Yachid Tunim Tufa Chayim Mikal V'Chomer. And you could almost anticipate that now that we've got this A and B, A and C, B and C, we're going to test why we can't draw in the third into each one of them so that all three of them have all three mitzvot. Let's start with this. So the shlamim of an individual should need tnufa while alive, which is the one thing it doesn't have, and get it via kal v'chomer. So shlamei tzibur don't have smicha, and yet you lift them up when the lambs are still alive. So shalmei yachid, which have smicha when they're alive, certainly should be lifted up when they're alive. Kal v'chomer from shalmei tzibur. The answer is gimiat rachman agabi zivchei shalmei tzibur otam. The Torah says ve'nifa kohen otam that he lifts them up alive otam limutei zivchei shalmei yachid, but not shalmei yachid. So we have a special pasuk that knocks him out. Okay, next. Now the Shalmei Tzibur, the two kvasim on Shavuot, should require smicha. And we just flip it over. Shalmei Yachid don't have tnufa alive, but have smicha. That's the kal v'chomer. Ravina's answer is very simple. Gemiri shtei smichot b'tzibur. We have a mesora that there are only two smichot with a korban tzibur. What are they? They are when the Beit Din makes that error that we dealt with in Horayot, and that the Kohen Gadol does smicha on Yom HaKippurim. Okay, last. The Asham Metzorah should be lifted up after it's killed. So obviously, lifting the animal up after it's been killed is a more universal piece than lifting it up beforehand, because Shalmei Yachid have the former, not the latter. Asha Metzora Shtaun Tzufa Chayin Odin Shtaun Tzufa Shachut. So Asha Metzora, that's lifted up when it's alive, certainly should be lifted up after Shechita. Yachid Oto, that you pick it up and not Otolim Ute Asha Metzora. That's the Chazev Ashok. It's lifted up and not the Asha Metzora. Good. One last piece. Tanur Banan. Chamisha Sheviu Korban Achad. If five partners brought one korban, echad minifal yidei kulam, one of them does tufa for all of them, which means, unlike smicha, you do not have to have the owner, all of the owners, do smicha, but rather, as long as tufa is done by somebody who owns it. Ha'isha, what about a woman? So we already saw this. Kohen minifal yada. The kohen does it for her. We don't say her husband does it. She doesn't need an agent. The kohen is, in any case, going to do 50% of the tufa. He does 100% of it. If somebody's far away, he sends korbanot to Yerushalayim. He doesn't send an agent, but rather the Kohen does it for him. Okay, we'll pause at this point and get to the final podcast in the fifth perek. But in the meantime, wish everybody a wonderful day.